Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, looking at the whip frame, that's a nice 80. You should throw it to me, like Tom Brady. With that long blonde hair, that's Marshall Brady. I'm all about your lady, Chelsea, high handler. Got your legs racing hard on vacation. No exaggeration, said you amazing. Moving too fast, can't pace it.
Welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's topic, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air. All right. And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, for all of you guys who have real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, or rent, or looking for a place to rent, I can help you with that. I'm also a realtor. You can go to my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. And there are huge referrals in this for you guys if you know someone who are looking to sell their home, looking to buy a home, or looking to rent a place to live. All right? Again, go to my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, today's show is entitled, Why Are Men Intimidated by Women When They Change the Sound of Their Voice? Okay? When they change the sound of their voice. And we're going to discuss why some men get nervous by the sound of women of a woman's voice once she gets upset. Okay? And this was a topic that a coworker of mine asked about and wanted to talk about. So I'm going to get into that in just a minute. But before I do, talk a little bit about the election. Okay. Without a doubt, I understand when someone, you want to move on, you want to continue to do the work, so to speak, that you've been engaged in. And I'm talking about the presidential election. Trump wants to continue to do the work that he's been engaged in for the last 4 years. He wants to continue doing that. Okay. He wants to continue to have that power. He wants to continue to be out front. He wants to continue to be relevant on Twitter. And because of that, he's not going to back down, and he's not going to accept defeat. I don't understand that, but that's just the nature of the beast that we're working with this time. Okay. The nature of the beast that we're working with this time. Now, it looks like Biden has pretty much won this election, but Trump wants to pull out all the stops to continue. He thinks that he's won the election, and he wants a recount of a lot of these states' ballots. And my thing is that with these states, okay, the election process is just jacked up, from top to bottom. Now, when you get into this thing where you say, okay, you send out these ballots for people who may be in the armed services, or who may be elderly and can't get out and vote, you send out these absentee ballots, okay? And then they have to be back by a certain date, okay? Why do they have to be back at a certain date when you're not going to count the damn ballots until after the actual election? Why is that? Okay, you put a date on these absentee ballots. All right. Now, once you get those absentee ballots and the date has come and gone, why not count these absentee ballots? Why not count them? I guess they have a way to secure them, put them somewhere where no one can fix them or play with them, right? Why not go ahead and count them, and then put that number out there? Okay, put that number out there. Say, okay, Biden got 90,000 absentee votes by the deadline. Biden is leading, and Trump got 70,000 absentee votes by the deadline. Now it looks like Biden is leading Trump in the absentee ballot. Then you go back and you say, okay, these people who sending in these who doing the early voting, okay, you had a cutoff date for the early voting. I think it was last Friday or something like that, okay. And so why not count those votes? And then you'll have a real number out there that these people can deal with. Now, once the election day come on Tuesday, let everybody who hadn't voted go to the polls and vote. And then you take your time up to, your polls close at 7, your polls close at 8, your polls close at 10. Some polls didn't close to midnight. What is that? Okay, when back in the day, I know when I was growing up, once you had the election, that election night, you knew who was the winner of that election. You knew who the president was. The next day, you knew who the president was, if he was new or if he was coming back for another 4 years. All these absentee ballots and early voting and all that stuff needs to be counted before the election. We shouldn't be sitting out there now, today, counting absentee ballots, because it's like the absentee ballots are null and void. But I think that's the problem with this situation. And because Trump is such a sore loser, he doesn't want to get out of the White House. He and his people are trumping up. You heard that? They're trumping up these things, saying that these folks aren't counting the votes right. We want to recount in this state. We want to recount in that state. I'm going to sue this. I'm going to sue that. I mean, come on, man. Stick your tail between your legs and go home. All right, come on, man. Take your time. Do things, and if you see where you're not gonna win, okay, I understand. I understand. So, in other words, Trump, get your ass out the White House. All right, and I know he doesn't want to see that Newsweek magazine cover that's going to have his face plastered all over it saying, "You're fired." And he's doing everything he can to muck up this election. And he's doing everything he can to intimidate these people at these polling places who are counting these votes. Man, I saw it last night. The place in, I don't know if it's Wisconsin or Arizona, this place where these folks sitting in there, these everyday citizens sitting in there counting these votes, and they got protesters outside the place. It's pitch black at night. You got these Trump protesters out there waving their flags, you know, and I think Arizona is a open carry state. That means they can openly carry their guns. They were out there with rifles, assault rifles, all kinds of stuff. What is that going to do? What is that going to do? You know, besides upset somebody who's sitting in there counting some votes. Come on, man. We shouldn't be doing that in America. This is supposed to be a democratic process. You know, it's supposed to be a democratic process. Anyway, I'm going to get off of that. I'm going to continue to waste my time talking about this stuff. Let's see what happens, right? Let's get back to the show. Why are men? And the number to the show, guys, is 516-531-9483. And a lot of people have joined the show since I've been talking about this Trump stuff. But why are men intimidated by women when they change the sound of their voice? And I've been getting some texts here asking me, Frank, what does that mean? Well, let me tell y'all something. When I was growing up years ago, right? And I grew up in a single parent home, just my mom that pretty much raised four kids. Mom and dad got divorced when I was like 3-4 years old. He was, you know, and so he wasn't around. All right. So my mom, she was the disciplinarian. She was the man of the house. She was the cook. She was the maid. She was the damn pest control guy. She did it all, right? Hey, she was the cook, right? She did it all. And you know what happens when women change the sound of their voice? When they change the sound of their voice, they're upset. Okay? When they change the sound of their voice or raise their voices, they're upset. We do the same thing. I think that's human nature. But when women do it, why do men get intimidated? Well, I'll tell you about men. This just my experience. My experience is with my mom. And when my mom got upset, her voice changed, and that was intimidating because she was the disciplinarian, right? And again, when she got upset, hey, that got your attention, and it intimidated me because what comes after that? What comes after that is an ass whooping. Sometimes, okay? Or she say, I'm not going to tell you again. I'm like, okay, all right. So, and my mom worked at night, so she'd tell me to do something before she left for work at night, okay? And then, okay, I'd sit around, watch TV, and eat a sandwich, get full, and go to bed. So she'd come home the next morning, early in the morning. She'd be home by 7:30 in the morning. She'd come home and say, for instance, I didn't do some dishes or something. And she'd come home and she'd see those dishes in the sink. She'd walk to the back to my bedroom and she'd say, hey, didn't I tell you to do those dishes last night? Huh? I say, huh? Huh? What'd you say? She said, didn't I tell you to do those dishes last night? I say, yeah. And then I get smart, right? I say, yeah, didn't I clean the kitchen? She said, hell no, you didn't clean the kitchen. And I'm not going to tell you again. Get in there and clean that kitchen. All right? So I'd lay back down. I need another hour or two to sleep. And then it'd be maybe 7 minutes later, I think she watched her watch until it got 7 minutes. And if I wasn't out, she came right back to the back. And this time, she didn't say anything. She just swing on me with a belt or whatever she could find. Kapaya! And you know what happened then? I'm up. I'm out of the bed. I'm in the kitchen. I'm running water. I'm cleaning the kitchen. Okay? We didn't have a dishwasher back then. We had to hand wash everything. So I'm up in there cleaning the kitchen. So that's what I mean by why are men intimidated by women when they change the sound of their voice. That's why I'm intimidated by women when they change the sound of their voice. Because when I grew up, when my mom changed the sound of her voice, that was it. That was your last warning, dude. That was the last warning before the real gavel came down. Or the real belt came down. Or the real switch that she had came down. Or her closed fist came down. My mom didn't play. Okay? My mom didn't play. So, you know, when women change the sound of their voice, just like men, we raise our voice, change the sound of our voice, we're serious about something. Okay? And we're serious about something, and we either want it to stop, Or we wanted to start, one or the other. So, when people get in trouble, okay, I used to see this a lot. Well, I don't know if y'all remember the show Cops, but sometimes when they have the, you know, they done hem somebody up, get them in the back of the car, and they start talking to them and asking them why'd they do this and why'd they do that. Well, you know, they slow down. Because they're trying to think of the lie they want to tell. Okay? Because you're trying to think of the lie you want to tell. So they slow down. But women, okay, they're a whole different animal, man. I tell people all the time, you're not going to understand, women. You start to understand their ways once you be with them. You start to understand their ways and how they do things, how they want things done, stuff like that. But, man, I don't think I'll ever understand sometimes the way my wife thinks. Sometimes the things that she say, because I get upset because she say things and then the next day she'll say, I didn't say that. I say, you did say that. What the hell? I need to start recording your conversations. I didn't say that. And even do that to the kids. Tell the kids, I didn't say that. And then they like, hey, Dad, did mom say she was going to do that? Yeah, yep, she did. And then she get upset with me because I agree with them. But that's what she said. You know? And so a lot of women, at least my wife, say things they really don't mean, and then when you call them on it the next day or the next couple of days, they never said it. They get amnesia. you know. So, you know, we kind of get up, we kind of get intimidated by women when they do that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, because when you think about it, like I was telling y'all the story about my mom, I didn't want to do something to upset her. And you can call it what you want. You can call me a punk sissy, whatever. But she laid a hammer down on you, you know, when she get to that point. So I didn't want it to get to that point. All right. I didn't want it to get to that point. Even as an adult, my 20s and 30s, I didn't want it to get to that point. You know, my mom was tough. She didn't play. And so I didn't want to upset her at all. You know, never. So, and then with, you know, now that I'm married and kids and all, I don't want to upset my wife. When she gets upset, I know it because of what? Because of the change in her voice. And I know when that happens. You guys know when that happened with your girl, your wife. We know that. So, you know, to my coworker who's up on the show right now, that's why men get intimidated by women when they change the sound of their voice. Because we don't want y'all upset. Okay? We don't want y'all to be upset. You know? I want my wife to be happy because, you know, perks come with a happy wife. You get perks, or if you upset her, if she's gonna be upset with you, changes the sound of her voice. Now, you know those perks are gonna go away for a while until she feel like she can open up again and start to allow you to have these perks again. Y'all know what I mean. So you know women are precious jewels, man. You want to protect them at all costs. You know, you want to keep them happy. You want to keep them fed and watered. Well, hold up. I gotta get away from that. Okay. Strike that from the record. Okay, strike that last statement from the record. Keeping them fed and watered. Strike that from the record. All right. And I know that's bad. And it came out, but it shouldn't have come. It shouldn't have come out. I know that's bad. But let's strike that from the record. I did not say that. Okay? All right? I know my daughter's sitting here laughing at me, but hey, when I say those kind of things that, you know, that make them upset. Even, you know, you think about that. You got a jury. And I know I'm going all over the place with the show, but I've done my talking about men being intimidated by women. But think about this. When you got a courtroom, someone's on trial, and you got 12 people sitting in that jury box, and you know, someone says something, like I just said, you know, keeping women fed and watered. How are you? Then they say, the judge, they say, Judge, I object to that. Yeah, then they say, the judge say, okay, strike that from the record. Jury, disregard that last statement. How do you disregard that last statement? How do you get that out of your mind? How do you reach in there in your, into your brain, grab that statement and throw it out? How do you do that? You can't do that. That's a tactic that lawyers use when they in court. That's a tactic that they use. You know, they throw that out there to sway the jury, to get the jury to think, hey, that might be true. And they don't want us to hear that. But that's exactly what they hear. That's exactly what they think about. Because they told them not to. So that's, you know, that's a, it's a, it's, there's a line right there that, you know, you shouldn't cross. And there's a line out there that you should try not to cross with your woman. And there's a line out there that you should try not to cross with women. And a perfect example, I got a little young guy that works under me, and he works with nothing but women, okay? So, and he talks to them like he's talking to some of the guys out on the street. And they get upset about it. And they come to me, hey, Frank, did you hear what he said to me? Did you hear what he said? He said this. I can't stand his ass. Okay. I'm like, hey, dude, you know, you got to lay back, man. You can't continue to bully these women around. They're going to strike back at you sooner or later. And when they strike, it's not going to be pretty. I mean, they winding up and throwing stuff at him. I mean, heat it like, I mean, like if I said if dad hit you, dude, you'd had to be going to medical. So I'm trying to teach him how you got to be sensitive toward women, you know, and you can't talk to these women like you talk to the guys on the street. It's a fine line there, and he doesn't understand that now, but he will. I guarantee you, he will. I tell him all the time, keep on living. Just keep on living, and you'll see exactly what I'm saying. You'll be like, Frank was right. And you might not say I was right. You might not know me then, but it's a lesson, bro. It's a lesson. So, again, guys, that's the show. But at the same time, I was talking about the election and all. I don't know what the numbers are now. I guess I believe, yeah. Give me the numbers of what's going on with the election right now, because even last night, Georgia, we were still, you know, we still counting votes in Georgia. Georgia's not. Georgia hadn't closed out yet. They still counting votes here in Georgia, right? So looks like it's still what I saw last night was 264 electoral votes for Biden and 214 electoral votes for Trump in. Pennsylvania hadn't been called yet, but Trump leads in Pennsylvania by not much. North Carolina hadn't been called yet. Trump leading there. Georgia hadn't been called yet. Trump leading there. But they are super, super close. Alaska even hadn't been called yet. Trump leads there. Nevada hadn't been called yet, but Biden is leading in Nevada. Now, Arizona, Wisconsin, these places, that's where Trump is pissed off about, Arizona and Wisconsin, and he's suing Georgia as well. But if Nevada, which is where Biden's got a lead in Nevada, once they close out and Biden keeps that lead and Biden wins Nevada, that's going to push Biden over 270, okay? So whether he gets Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, whatever, if Nevada tips over to Biden, which is he leading now, then that's going to close this out. But again, I just don't understand. See, like in Georgia here, they got, they 99% done with the voting, with the counting. Trump's got 2,432,000 votes, and Biden's got 2,414,000 votes. That's, you know, that's less than 20,000 votes apart. So, you know, I don't know how many more they have to count, but it's a lot. You still got Clayton County, DeKalb County, and Rockdale County. They hadn't been counted yet. But even in Nevada, Biden leading 588,252. Trump's got 580,605. So Trump's less than 8,000 votes away from tying it up with Biden there, and they got 75% reporting. What the hell is going on with these states not getting their votes counted? I just don't get it. It's really pissing me off, because this stuff should be done. It should be done. Okay? It should be done. And, you know, because it's not, you know, it's got everybody upset. Now, here's my problem with this state Senate election. Okay, in Georgia. I don't care about nobody else, but in Georgia. All right, this guy, this pastor, Warnock, Raphael Warnock, he got like 29% of the votes. And it's like, it was like them 15, 16 people seemed like running for that seat. He got 29% of the vote. This other girl, Kelly Loeffler or something like that, she got like 28% or something. That's like half the votes, half the overall votes. Okay, he got 29, she got 29. That's, you know, that's more than half the votes. Okay, and so they're gonna have a runoff. See, I don't like the runoff part, because with the runoff, people don't turn out for the runoff as they do the regular election. So it's going to be some shaky stuff in there on the runoff. So now, instead of Warnock being the winner, now we don't know. It's a toss-up now between he and this Kelly Loeffler come runoff time. So I don't like that. I like it as if, you know, it's whoever got the most votes win. Come on, man. Whoever has the most votes at the end of the day, when all the votes been counted, they win. What's all this runoff stuff? Okay, what's going to happen in the runoff? What's going to happen in the runoff? What's going to happen in the runoff is whoever gets the most votes win. Not going to be a second runoff. Why is there a runoff? Period. Why is there a runoff? I don't know. Hey guys, take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Remember, tomorrow is free for all Friday. You guys can call in, talk about whatever you want. You can talk about bubblegum. You can talk about fishing. You can talk about racing. You can talk about religion. You can talk about politics. I don't care. Tomorrow's free for all Friday. Join the show, baby. 10:30 a.m. I'll see you guys then. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. See you. Come on.
Cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease. But one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and my sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
Why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure.
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
He cold dashed and ran around the block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd get on the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cops shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Cash. Good night.
Knock 'em out the box, Rick. Knock 'em out, Rick.